This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. You've been going all day in the hot sun. You're tired and thirsty, so you reach for a cold one, be it a fruit juice or cola or lemonade. You drink it down. Ah, that's more like it. Not so tired anymore. But guess what? You're still thirsty. Maybe even dangerously thirsty, and you just don't know it. What happens next can be downright deadly. Dr. Markham, what do we need to know about the liquids we drink?
Yeah, Charles, that's so important, because if you think about the things that we put in our body, let's think about that for a second. You know, we put in water, of course, hydrate ourselves. We put in nutrition, you know, food. Of course, we put things into our brain. And all the things we put into us changes our chemistry. Mm-hmm. When someone goes to the hospital, I saw a guy here the other day in the hospital, the very first thing we do is we put an IV in him. Not only so we can get the medicines in him, but also so we can get fluid in him in case he's, quote, dehydrated. And every day I get asked questions about, you know, what can I do to make my health better? Mm-hmm. And if you look back over the history of what's been done in the United States and, in fact, in the world, we used to only have water and a few other beverages to drink. But over the last years, we see more and more substitute beverages. But if we look in our body composition, if we look at the composition of lots of, you know, vegetables and fruits, the primary composition of all of these, including the cell, is good old H2O. Mm. In fact, not too long ago, I read another report from George Washington University. They say they've been seeing a lot more patients coming to the hospital. This was over the summer with hyperthermia, high heat. The body's too hot. So an elevated body temperature, of course, causes organ failure. If it goes on long enough, it can even cause death. So staying adequately hydrated is important to our body temperature. It's important to how the cells work. And of course, every organ system, the kidney, the brain, the heart, the blood pressure, the ability to clot. It's so important. In fact, I remember a story a few years ago. I took care of a cyclist, and he was going about 30 miles, and it was really, really hot, and it was over 100 degrees, and he became dehydrated. And by the time he got to the emergency room, every organ system in his body had failed. He'd gone into renal failure. He wasn't thinking well. He eventually went into a coma. All sorts of things happened just because, you know, the short, and he was a very healthy person. Just because of that short ride, he didn't stay hydrated. Things happened very quickly. Charles, I'm sure you're drinking water right now as we're talking.
I have a glass of it right beside my desk. Every time I go on the radio, it's right there, because I know how important it is to the body. And I'm glad you're telling our listeners this, because a lot of people think, okay, let me just have my coffee sitting here. Let me just have my fruit juice sitting here. But I think that you're going to tell us that those may not be exactly what we need. There is a difference between liquids, and water seems to be unique. Am I on the right track here?
You're absolutely right. And to get people to understand that a little bit, coffee, for instance, or a soda pop, it has, you know, different osmoles. It has other things in it besides just pure water.
Right. Uh-huh.
And when it's absorbed into the bowels, things that we call osmoles in chemistry, if it's a sort of a neutral liquid, it can move across the cell membrane very quickly and get into the bloodstream very quickly. If it has all of these other solutes that make up the osmoles in it, other substances, it can't move as quickly into it and has to sort of move down the system a little bit further before the water in it can actually cause any benefit. Mm-hmm. So yes, water is the thing that we need to get in our cells to hydrate ourselves right away. In fact, some of the other liquids, caffeine even has a diuretic and can take fluid out of the body. If we move towards health just one step at a time, one of the biggest things I think that anyone can do And I think everyone can do this, is just concentrate on drinking good old H2O. I don't know if you read about it, but not too long ago, a couple were hiking in Utah. This was a place with very limited access, and they didn't bring enough water just for the hike. Mm-hmm. They had hyperthermia, they became dehydrated, and in a short period of time, they passed away. Mm. So if you can think about this, if this goes on over and over long periods of time, even if it's just a little bit of dehydration, there's a chemical balance that's upset. And it can affect things like people that are a little bit dehydrated can get tired easily. Mm-hmm. We know that when you don't have enough water, the brain doesn't think as well. I don't know if you've ever walked in the desert and got dehydrated, but you start seeing things, you start thinking funny, mirages start appearing. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of good reasons to drink enough water. You know, if I think about it, everyone usually takes a shower every day to clean out the outside. Mm-hmm. The water also not only helps all of our cells do well, the organ systems do well, the chemical reactions, but it also helps flush out impurities. It helps keep you clean so often. So if you take a shower every day, take water, it sort of takes a shower on the inside. So these are all important things that we do with water.
I want to share with you something that happened to me, because you were involved with this, and you probably didn't even know it.
No.
You and I do a television program called Ultimate Prescription for the 3ABN Broadcasting Network, and you and I travel to up there to the studios up in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And a couple times ago, I went up there. I flew up there in an airplane and the day before, and I did not drink enough water the day before on the airplane, and I did not drink enough water that night. And the next morning, there I was standing there talking with you on this television program, and I began to get dizzy. I thought I was going to fall over. I had to sort of hold onto the table beside me without this being seen by the viewers of the program, of course. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm in trouble here. I'm not going to be able to help Dr. Markham with these programs. And as we finished that program, I sort of went stumbling out to the lobby of the 3ABN Broadcasting Network station there. And I went to the drinking fountain and I drank about 5 or 6 glasses of water, just drank them down. And the problems vanished right away. They were gone. It was all about not having enough water. And I just wonder how many people think they're having all kinds of problems, medical problems, when the truth of the matter is they're thirsty. They don't have enough water. They need something to drink. Have you ever had a patient come to see you, doctor, and you simply said, hey, you need water?
Yes. In fact, you know, one of the things that I assess in the office is I like to know when a person has a symptom, what is causing the symptoms. Mm. And the first thing I always ask is, well, why is this happening? Yeah. What stress is on the body? And one of the very first things I think about is water. Are they hydrated enough, since that makes up every cell? Yes. The second thing, are they breathing well? You know, the basics. How are they doing on nutrition? And then I also think about their brain health. So all of these areas, I look and see which one is stressing the system. And if it's water, which it frequently is, we know that up to 7 in 10 people are now chronically dehydrated.
Wow. Wow.
Chronically dehydrated. And when you do that, you turn on the stress chemistry. When you don't think well, your brain sort of downshifts to the stress part of the brain. You make these chemicals like you did when you were on the set, adrenaline. Yes. You make more cortisol. Your brain doesn't work as well. It has these inflammatory things that go on. The synapses in the brain just aren't quite as quick. So it's a real problem. So that's one of the first things that I do, is I make sure everyone is hydrated. And it's something that's so simple and subtle, yet is so important, getting back to the basics of water. And that's why I wanted to do a whole program talking about everyone. And everyone can get out there and drink water. And later on, we're going to talk about, you know, how you can tell if you're getting enough water, the different conditions that can cause you to be dehydrated and you not even know it. Lack of water is such a main problem, especially the way we think. Did you know that, Charles, if you don't get enough water, your brain doesn't work well? It causes you to get into more arguments. You're angrier, raises the risk of you having depression and stress, and all these bad things happen. So if you want to think better, you need to drink better.
You know, something that affects every cell of our body, that has got to be very serious when we talk health here. If it affects every cell, and water does that, when you drink enough water, every cell of your body is satisfied and happy. If you don't drink enough water, Every cell, every one of them, all the way from your brain cells to your toenail cells, there's going to be a problem there, and we need to address it. And we'll take a short break, and when we come back, Dr. Markham, let's talk about making sure we have enough water, how we can do that, what kind of water we should be drinking, because a lot of people have questions about that. Do I need this water or that water? What kind of water? Let's find out about that from Dr. Markham on our return, so everybody stay right where you are.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, "I'm here because of you." Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
At any given moment, the sun is shining on an ADRA project. The Adventist Development and Relief Agency International operates in 125 countries. When the sun rises over Africa, ADRA is there, delivering life-saving food, digging wells, training farmers in the latest technologies to assure a good harvest. While South America basks in the noonday sun, we see ADRA workers in Peru distributing emergency supplies to earthquake victims and finding homes for street children in Brazil. As the sun slips toward the horizon in Asia, there's ADRA, rebuilding homes and schools in the wake of natural disasters. To be a part of this amazing global ministry, pick up the phone and call this number, 1-800-424-ADRA. That's 1-800-424-2372. Or visit www.adra.org. ADRA, changing the world one life at a time. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. James Markham, cardiologist, founder, director of Heartwise Ministries, and we're talking today about water. And let's reiterate one more time, Dr. Markham, that we are talking about water. We're not talking about soda or coffee or even fruit juice. It has to be water when it comes to meeting our body's hydration needs. Am I on the right track here?
You are on the good old H2O, even though, you know, some people say to me, "I can't stand drinking water." And I say, well, you know, if you flavor it with lemon, you know, that still works. Okay. Works. Okay. Some people like to do that. And some of the flavored waters, it's not quite as good as pure water, but it still can hydrate us as well.
Yeah.
In the intensive care unit in the hospital today, I was giving someone that needed to be hydrated right away normal saline, because that's very similar to the chemical composition of our blood. So I would put that in. But water is the what God gave us. 70% of the earth, 70 or even more, is water, and our body contains mainly water. So it's the water is the best thing to hydrate us, to keep our cells working all over the body.
You know, if you want a good illustration of this, buy a nice bouquet of flowers for your significant other. For my wife, I'll buy a bouquet of flowers, and I'll put it there in the window, and she'll go, "Oh, that's beautiful." If I don't water those, or if she doesn't water those in the next few days, you know, they're not going to last very long. Well, you're a human being, and you need the same amount of water as a plant. And the same thing happens to you that happens to that plant. You become wilted. Your mind becomes wilted. Your thoughts become wilted. Your energy levels become wilted, and your body actually becomes wilted. You can look at someone's skin, Dr. Markham, and correct me if I'm wrong, and see whether that person has an of water. Am I right?
That's right. If it's dry or cracked, or if they have a dry mouth, or you look in their eyes and you don't see any moisture, those are some easy ways to tell it. One of the ways we tell it in the office is we measure their blood pressure. We lay them down and sit them up. Mm-hmm. And if when they sit up, their blood pressure drops, that lets us know the volume in their blood is depressed. And one of the most common causes of that is hydration status. Also, people that are dehydrated, they have a faster resting heart rate than others. Another symptom of dehydration is not thinking well, headaches. We already talked about fatigue a little bit. When the urine comes out, it becomes out very dark. It's not light. The skin's dry and cracky. The mouth might be dry. These are all subtle things that say you might be dehydrated, which is the term that we use in medicine for not having enough water. Now, how important is it in the industrialized countries that we are in now? You know, of course, this is the area where we've had lots of extra drinks and we don't focus on this. Yeah. But in places like Africa, where they need water so vital just to live, they don't have all these things. The term for water in those countries is life. And I think you taught me that. But that's how important it is in those countries to have water. And as we've sort of changed the way we do things here, we've lost the importance of water in overall health, from digestion to mental health to heart health. You know, people that don't have enough water, they're at a higher risk of even having a heart attack because of all the stress. When you're dehydrated, under stress, the body wants to clot more, and no one wants to have blood clots. So just having adequate hydration lowers the chance of you having clotting problems in the body. So it does so many things, Charles. It's just a vital thing. And if everyone today just takes one thing, I want them to think in improving their health, moving one step towards good, just concentrate on drinking more water. That's if you don't have any serious health problems that would preclude you from drinking that. And those health problems would be a weak heart, where you can't flood the body with water, especially if you have kidney problems. That's another place you might not want to drink. Sometimes you have problems with your sodium. If you have a certain sodium conditions, you might have to be careful and check with your doctor. But most people can drink water.
The question that a lot of people ask, of course, is, I want my water to be safe. I want it to be secure. Bottled water as opposed to tap water. Should we make a decision here based on our water consumption, based on the availability of bottled water in our lives?
Yeah, and I get that question a lot, Charles. And if I were living in Africa, you know, I would just want water, period. You know, just give me some water. Unfortunately, here in the United States, there's so many sources of water, and we get these all the time. But the big picture is, I'd rather have a person drinking water from anywhere than not having enough water.
Okay, all right.
So as far as the safest water, of course, you know, I can find something wrong with a little bit of everything, but I want people to focus on the big picture is to drink water. For instance, in plastics, okay, if the water's hot for long periods of time, everyone's heard there's a chance that the plastic can leach into the water, the phthalates, okay? But I still think the risk of that, still, if that's the only way you're going to drink water, is worth it, okay? Of course, some chemicals that are in our water, you know, some people don't want those chemicals. You hear about lots of the taste of chlorine and certain metals, and you can almost go to any store now and get some type of filter to put on your tap water at home and filter it out. There's special things that I know what we do at our home is we have a special 1/2 gallon container with a filter on top, and we just put the tap water into that, and that filters out the dangerous substances. I actually got a gift from my wife at Christmas time that there's a special water device that I can take now and carry anywhere in the world and access a water source, and it removes especially the dangerous bacteria. It has a filter that will move the bacteria and also dangerous things. So if people are concerned, get a filter. That's a great way to get a good water source. But some people worry so much about it. The worry is probably worse than the drinking the water, because when you worry, that turns on another whole cascade of chemicals.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, but the big point is to drink the water. Focus on it. Get it any way that you can do it on a regular basis. Of course, the healthier you can get the water, the better. Just focus on that. And we're so lucky and so privileged privilege, and we should be so thankful that we do have access to water. Many parts of the world just don't have the access to water that we have. So we're lucky that we have this substance, this basic substance, to keep us healthy, make all of the body does better, helps us feel better. Now, I want to talk about how much we need, Charles.
You know,
let's not forget that.
Yes, and I like the way you have a test there for us. We check our urine color, and you say that the darker the color, the more water we need. The lighter the color, we're getting pretty close to what we need, and that's good news.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. You want to drink enough water till your urine lightens up. It almost looks like water.
Yeah.
Sort of a general guideline, if you want to start in the morning, is if you take your body weight, let's say you weigh 180 pounds, and divide that in two. That's about how many ounces you need today if you're just average person, not super active. So 90 ounces, that's about four 20-ounce bottles a day. Mm-hmm. And most of the bottled water out there comes in 20 ounces.
Right, right.
A large glass of water, you know, has 16 to 20 ounces, depending on that. Mm-hmm. So you want to drink that on a regular basis. Now, how do we even make this more practical for a person? First of all, I'd like to tell my patients, is water, you might have to think of it as medications.
Hmm.
And especially my older patients, I notice as we get older, our desire for water diminishes. You know, as the brain, we're not as thirsty as we get older. So what I tell the patients is you know, sometimes if you don't like to drink water, you have to treat it as medicine. Treat it as medicine. And what I do is I get up in the morning. Before I get in the shower, I usually put down about 20 ounces. After I brush my teeth, I put down another 40 ounces. So that's about 60 ounces a day. Usually before I eat every meal, I put down at least 20 ounces. And then I put down 20 ounces usually in addition to that during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add up that, your urine starts coming out clear, you've pretty much got enough hydration. And I guarantee it, if our listeners will do this today, they will start to feel better. Their medicines that they might be taking will work better because all of the medicines are designed based on normal kidney function.
Right,
when you're dehydrated, your kidney functions don't work as well, and the effects of the medicine are magnified. So just doing that's going to help your medicines work better. It's going to help all these organ systems. Now, there are certain conditions that we must talk about, medical conditions that can cause dehydration that we must be ever so close with. One of these is if a person's on a diuretic. Now, what a diuretic is, it's a blood pressure pill that literally takes sodium and potassium out, and it also pulls water with it. I had a person that was in the nursing home, and they were very sick. They were nauseating and vomiting and had diarrhea. They weren't getting enough water, and yet they continued to get their diuretic.
Mm.
So that took so much fluid out of them, a grape became a raisin. They went into renal failure, and they actually had to undergo dialysis.
Wow.
It got so bad.
Wow.
So diuretics can cause it. If we have abnormalities in things like thyroid, hot environments can cause lots of perspiration loss. We can lose it because our body's trying to keep us cool.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many different situations we're in. You know, when you talk a lot, Charles, I know you do a lot of talking.
Yes.
The more you talk, you actually lose hydration when you talk.
Yes.
So there's so many other ways and medical conditions, and there's certain other medicines besides the diuretics. So they're the most common. You know, you need to ask your doctor, will this affect my thirst? Will this affect me losing water? So these are some important tips that I want everyone to just hold with them, because I want everyone to get enough water so all the chemical reactions in their body will be optimized. This is something I think everyone can do, and there's not too many side effects from drinking water other than the occasional thing is, I don't think water tastes good. And I get that sometimes. And for those, I say, well, why don't you try some lemon?
Yes,
or why don't
yes.
you try to put a little flavor in that? That might make it taste a little better.
Wow. Okay. Well, the bottom line message here is drink water. It can't be cola. It can't be coffee. It can't be fruit juice. It has to be water. That's what your body needs the most. And if you have enough water, then you can try these other things as well. But it's got to have that good base of water. Dr. Markham, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing us the good news that water does a body good. And until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with cardiologist Dr. James Markham, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. PartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.